Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic of today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply Mission Impossible 2. Mission Impossible Part 2. If you were with us in our last segment, my friends, we outlined that there are many noble missions on the planet. The mission of helping and hunger and illiteracy and you name it. There are many missions that missionaries fly all over the world to accomplish. And I submitted to you then in that previous lesson, as I still maintain today, that very few missions are more noble as Christians than convincing those around us that with God, nothing shall be impossible. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember he said it in Matthew 19 and 26. Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then you know what Philippians 4:13 tells us, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So we created an acronym, my friends and neighbors, called the CREATE acronym, the ways to foster an environment of boundless possibilities. We talked about the first three in our previous lesson. I challenge you to go back and listen to it if you haven't already. We're going to jump in now to the last three components, and that A in our CREATE acronym is aggressiveness. Aggressiveness is the art of relentlessly pursuing the vision you see in your mind. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it was the reason Moses was able to relentlessly communicate with Pharaoh and repeatedly utter the words, "Let my people go." It was the reason, my friends and neighbors, that they left from the land of Egypt into the crossed the Red Sea, into the wilderness, and ultimately into the promised land. Aggressiveness, it's adopting that TNT philosophy. I like to say TNT is an acronym for today, not tomorrow. And see, we can all become more aggressive about our relationship with Christ. He encourages us to do so. Remember Psalms 95 verses 7 and 8. The Bible says that today, if we will hear his voice, we should not harden our hearts. Yes, my friends, then we discover in 2 Timothy 4 and 2 that we should preach the word. We should be ready when the time is right, and even when it's not, that we should have a sense of urgency to communicate the gospel to everyone we meet. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should all be more aggressive. How aggressive are you at making sure you study the Bible, making sure you read and pray, making sure you uplift others and encourage them? That aggressiveness, my friends and neighbors, will help foster that environment that says all things are possible. That T in our CREATE acronym reminds us of the importance of thankfulness. You see, thankfulness is simply the art of appreciating all the greatness that surrounds us. We remember in Psalms 107 and 1, we're encouraged. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever." Then we discover in Philippians 2 and 3, that we should not let anything be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, we should esteem or appreciate other people better than ourselves. You know, I remember the story of P.T. Barnum. He's the individual that started the world's first circus, was P.T. Barnum. And the beautiful thing about P.T. is that he appreciated every individual around him. He knew how to harness their differences to create something special. While other people were rejecting and making fun of the bearded ladies and the 450-pound men, he embraced them and made them a part of his show. When people were laughing at the man who was only 4 feet tall, he made him the ringmaster of the circus. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's easy to point out flaws and to complain about everything going on around us, but if we can embrace, in the name of Jesus, the beauty around us and harness the greatness of people that we meet, we will do better. Last but not least, my friends and neighbors, that E in our CREATE acronym reminds us that it's important to evolve. Yes, my friends and neighbors, each day we should grow a little more. Each day we should learn a bit more. Each day we should become a bit better. You know, step by step and day by day, the infant evolves into a toddler. And then the toddler becomes a first grader. The first grader becomes a middle school student. Then a middle school student becomes a senior in high school. They undergo a physical evolution and an academic or intellectual evolution. However, many times when people are done with school, we don't see any more evolution taking place. But we can can continue to grow in our spirit. We can continue to grow in our mind. Remember, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, that as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. And then we even discovered about Jesus in Luke 2:40, that he grew and he became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're encouraged in 2 Peter 3:18 to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That means we should keep reading, that we should find out of great mentors and pastoral leaders, and we should continue to improve our habits and build better relationships so that people who know us today will look at us 10 years from now and they can see the evolution. My friends and neighbors, I know it may seem impossible, but it's not. We have a mission to share with everyone that with God, all things are possible. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.